This is CliffCentral.com.
Tiri ma survivors problem. Tiri kuda uramba tiri ma rivals. Pano gumra rudo, do pano tangra violence. This is the sound of silence.
Golly!
Yeah, yeah.
Noble Styles problem.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a problem.
Are you a problem, Noble Styles?
He's gonna get into a lot of trouble.
I saw you post that. And I'm like, yeah. Which style of nobleness is this? Kev, you haven't even been back for like 5 minutes. You sending out emails, you know, putting on different cats, man. That's not how we roll.
Dog, I came back with no money, dog. I gotta get on that hustle.
No.
Them bonos that did me crazy.
You came back with one of the craziest things that's about to happen. It's a barber hip hop summit. I'm like,
you already know, man.
Zimbos want to do a summit. That never works out.
Kutwaga big.
I swear, man. How you doing?
I'm chill, man. No borders. Yeah. Kamupiri, Kim. Glad
to have you back, man.
It's good to be back.
Hey, Pally, how you doing? Last night was crazy. Yeah.
Hey, what?
Yeah, it was wild.
Yo, what's been happening? What happened?
We've just been getting close, you know.
Just I've been gone together. For 3 weeks.
Hey, man, this is nothing, you know. I just
what if I got sentenced? I should be pregnant.
Really? Were you thinking of getting sentenced down there?
I'm just saying, dog.
That's the last thing you possibly do.
Hey, man, I talk a lot. I got a big mouth.
Well, congratulations to your sister, by the way.
Hey, man. Amen, man.
Yeah,
amen.
I know you dropped your last on them.
Hey, bride. Yeah, yeah. It's a done deal, man. No, but hey, they went well. You know what I mean?
Good looking.
She had some really hot bridesmaids.
Yeah, did you pick up some US dollars? Oh, but you did that the first round. You actually had to drop this round.
This is what we were dropping, yeah.
Crazy.
And I made the mistake of not saving none from the last time.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, I was there with Rands, dog. They don't acknowledge Rands.
No, they just look at you like, whenever you change those into a real currency, let us know.
Holler.
Yeah, call us, you know. That's like one beer you have in your hand. Loves them, man.
If you're lucky, man.
Don't forget, 079-748-2090 is the number to hit us up on WhatsApp. Palace has decided to start reading them now, so we're excited about that.
Oh, snap. Yeah, so if you're in Zim, it's... +27 797 482090.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk about the Zimmer Pop Summit. Something that's very exciting. I've been looking at these dudes post stuff. They had a pizza talking about it. So I realized.
Yeah, no, he's like,
money might be their concern at this stage.
He's like final stages.
I'm like, with a pizza.
But wait, hold up. Did you see how they're posting the flyer? No borders ain't there. Our names ain't there. They got their pictures there.
I'm kind of happy with that because
Zimbabwe Summit CliffCentral.com 1 p.m.
I mean,
with who, bro? With who, though?
I've lost a lot of friends since you've been gone, and that's because I've been sending out invoices, and like people don't like that anymore. They used to just say, yo, do a pull up and just say something. I'm like, pull up on that bank account, man. You know, pull up on FMB.
I'll give you my FMB. Or e-wallet. Just e-wallet.
Get me there.
In fact, don't put it. Is that finesse?
Is that? Okay.
Is that finesse?
It most probably is. Well,
somebody get him in there.
Well, somebody's shaking his hand. Yeah. Okay, go on. We'll get him later.
So anyway, we got Daryl in the building.
Yeah.
Daryl Nyamtsamba.
What's going on?
Mr. S.A. How ironic that somebody who's heavily involved in the Zim Hip Hop Summit is heavily branded S.A. Hip Hop, man. How does that feel, Daryl? Thank you for that, you know.
It feels amazing. The last time I was here, he was like, you ain't doing nothing for Zim Rap. And I was like,
so he actually took up the challenge. Okay, that's the first.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Palace, we need the clap.
Can we get some applause out here?
We need the clap, man. This, oh, wow.
In our year of radio, after begging and pleading with people to take on challenges. Something. Daryl is the first man to step up and do the right thing.
Shout out to Daryl. Right, I know all you want is money, but yeah, props to you either way, regardless.
You've probably seen how you're going to send your kids to college. That's a smart way of doing it. Like, just please Zim Hip Hop Summit $25,000.
It's like a summit. The next thing,
it's like the awards.
Next thing he's got, he was UN involved.
Well, that's why you're here. There's no other reason why you jump on. I'm thinking, geez, are you guys having like a money meeting afterwards?
No, I had a money meeting before.
Oh, crazy, man. Well, someone's lost some dollars today. That's for
and
sure.
We got Plot Marco in the building as well, man.
Yeah, Plot, what's up, man?
Plot, can you get off the Facebook Live and just talk to
me? Yeah, man.
Mike Ali, man. Why you want me to be rude on my first day back, man? I want to hate us.
Yeah, disrespect.
I've been gone, man.
You've been gone, man.
You've been doing really well, dog, because I've been downloading the podcast. It's been. Thanks for holding it down. Common period, you already know, man.
Yeah, man, 100%, man. You know, we're vibing with the people out here doing our thing, you know.
So besides us, you know, asking you, challenging you to do this, what was the motivation?
Yeah. Apart from us, thank you for that.
Apart from us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was out of a realization that, I mean, for years, Zimbabwean hip-hop has been bubbling under, despite a lot of talent that we continue to see leaving the country and going to other spaces and doing amazing things there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the creative process that has been going on, I mean, people have been conversing and talking, why is hip-hop where it is in Zim? Why is it failing to really break into the market, like Zim Danzo did and so forth. And that conversation culminated in a lot of research.
Hey, dog, wait, hold up. What is this, a lecture, dog? You hear the way this dog is speaking? That conversation culminated into a lot of research.
Didn't you notice me ignoring
this brother? Just took me back to school.
I just decided to ask for water. I said, you know, this is going to be long.
So,
there's been talk going on, I mean, online, offline, and, you know, different circles. Yeah. People talking, why is hip hop where it is in Zim? Mm-hmm. Why are we failing to really make it?
Instead of why is it where it is, why isn't it where it should be?
And this is what brought us to the Zim Hip Hop Summit, to say, let's now discuss, let's chat, where are we, where we should be, where should we be, how do we get to where we want to be?
Yeah.
And,
And the connection with the partnership with Choco Festival, how did that come about? Ana Fatsu.
Yeah, we have been, I mean, part of Choco Festival directly here and there. I mean, over the years, Daro has also been sitting on the panel for programming. But I think the idea came through Awa, who is part of the team. Awa, she's one of the finest hip-hop, I mean, femcees.
Wait,
from
Awa from Blue Whale?
Yes.
Hey, that girl dope. Yeah, that girl dope. She dope, Awa, so I was doing, she's like a poet rapper, right?
Yeah,
she is. I was doing some emceeing, some poetry thing.
Yeah.
What, now when you went back?
No, back then I just needed a bit of money.
I was like drunk.
I was a broke dude trying to penetrate this industry. Yeah, Let me not use the word penetrate because I use that a lot. But anyway,
everything has been sub all right. Don't go there.
Okay. Trying to enter the industry.
Wow.
But no, that's when I met Awa. She's an amazing individual. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so, you know, so that's why you guys decided to collaborate.
Yeah, she's part of the team. She's part of the organizing committee for the Zim Hip Hop Summit. So she threw out that idea to say, look, guys, why are we always thinking of just starting our own thing and not looking at the already existing infrastructure? Choco Festival has that. And you said, why don't you collaborate?
Collaboration.
So we collaborated with Choco Festival and off we go.
Okay.
Which is a good place to start, I feel.
Word, definitely.
I would just like to say, you know, I don't have the greatest words or most positive words for Zim Hip Hop because I feel like this has come so late in the game. Where there have been so many dope MCs that are from Zim. Mm. A couple have actually crossed over. I'm not going to mention any names today because I'm feeling kind of okay. Yeah. I'm on my medication today.
You didn't take any gin yet.
I'm on my medication today, so I'm not gonna call anybody out. But the reality is a lot of cats who come out of Zim have managed to find their feet in other countries. Mm. And I've always tried to encourage a lot of Zimbabwean hip-hop artists to always start with South Africa as a platform.
Yeah.
Maybe if you don't blow up, but at least you can get your name out here.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And for me, it's like, with Zim Hip Hop, it's always been that slow grind, you know? Like, it's the slowest grind ever. Mm. I understand at some point, maybe when you're 45, having been in the game 35 years, you're going to blow, but this is just too long. And I'm so happy that the summit is coming up.
You know, it's a conversation that we have 24-7. I still don't know why it hasn't
blown. Hold on.
And everyone talks about...
Didn't I meet this dude at Haifa?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably met him at Haifa.
I remember his voice. commanding or saying something to me.
this dude. Why are you trying to be all philosophical?
Online and offline.
Where
the data at, you know?
So, Dale, what's the purpose of the summit? What is it you guys are trying to achieve?
Yeah.
You see, like, there's a functioning industry in South Africa. There's functioning industries in other parts of Africa, like Nigeria. And we have, you know, we have great people, individuals around the world, Africans, you know. It's not just a Zim thing. We're bringing a lot of people from Nigeria, from Ghana, from SA. We're bringing people from Germany, from the US, you know.
And then you're on our show telling us about you bringing other people on and we right here, though.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah.
You
got no tickets. Isn't
it
this weekend?
Yeah, it is.
Dude, you're talking about tickets to attend. We're supposed to be speaking.
That's what I'm talking about. Tickets as in, you know,
no. The issue was we only managed to get funding, I think that was last week.
Yeah, we were around last week. We didn't go nowhere. You guys don't have space for a couple of fast jets, like, you know. Who are you?
$80, man. $80.
Wow. This is crazy.
All right. But yeah, so what? Yeah, but the purpose.
Yeah. People, we need knowledge. There's no structure in Zim hip hop, you know.
There's no structure in Zim music generally.
Exactly. Yeah. But
then
we'll
come on, that's unfair though.
It's true.
Really? You're telling me the whole industry has no structure?
None whatsoever. Everything is created off the top of everybody's mind.
Yeah.
That's how the Zimbabwean music industry works.
And you make it work.
So what you do? So there's no process. Like I'm not like a due diligence.
Oh no.
This is how you go about it.
If you pop with whatever effort and team that you have, then yeah, we're gone. Then now there's individuals who come in who've got like big companies, like, well, we've got big pockets, let's say.
Yeah.
You've got your Two Kings that's come into the game right now. You've got there's another company, man.
Two Kings is
D-Nosh and another dude. I can't remember his name.
They're doing very well.
Yeah. They're actually doing well in terms of coordinating shows and events.
And I haven't heard of a flop in regards to organization. Their things are usually pretty well organized. You know, the artist gets there on time. Yeah. The show happens on time. Whether the artist is actually good or not, that's another story. But everything actually happens the way it's supposed to happen.
But now my challenge to people like that is that if you're able to bring in a Jamaican artist, if you're able to bring in a South African act, whatever the case may be, I have no qualms with that. You know, the people deserve to be entertained. Yeah. They have access to these people, so they know these people.
Yeah.
But now you've got genres of music in Zimbabwe that are not being supported from just an infrastructure level.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take away infrastructure. Let's just say process level.
Mm-hmm.
Can we create a process?
Can that be
the first topic? When we open the summit and everyone is stuffing their dollars in their pockets, can everybody just say, okay, the first item, guys, is process.
Let's
discuss the process. That's what I want to hear from you guys who are actually putting the summit together. What are you trying to do in terms of improving the process, regardless of what the people who you've invited to come and speak and add knowledge are going to give you guys?
Just before we go any further, hello world. I know the world is listening.
Yeah.
I hope you heard what Kamu said. He said regardless, not irregardless.
Yeah.
That word does not exist. It's regardless.
It's only in America.
Before we go any further, Daryl, go ahead now.
Yeah.
In
terms of the process, we want to create an ecosystem.
Okay.
An ecosystem that functions.
Listen, dude. All right, man. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate that we probably study the same syllabus or syllabi. But come on now. Put the ecosystems aside, right? And inform the layman you guys are trying to do.
He's going ham, bro. He's going ham.
Ecosystem, you're going ham. See about then. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Are the sponsors listening? Yeah. Is that why?
I think so. They're like, we know you're on Cliff Central today. Better say something about ecosystem. Like,
golly.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so what we want to create is, we want to create an environment that enables a sustainable sort of a functional economy around hip hop.
Zimbabwean hip hop.
Yes. Where, you know, the artists, the producers, the marketers, you know, like everyone is involved. You know, the choreographers, like the videographers, the script directors, like everyone is involved.
Across
the board. Not a situation whereby I say, I'm a producer, I'm also the dancer, I'm also the musician, I'm literally everything.
That is Zim right there. That is Zim, right though.
So, to give everybody...
One-man bands.
Yes, I mean, we want to sort of activate and create interest, you know, from the hip-hop community to say, okay, let's build an industry.
Yeah.
Let's forget our individual differences, but let's come together, let's talk, let's walk the talk, because we've been talking for a long time.
But with
this summit, we want to walk the talk, and we're bringing expert knowledge from different parts of the world. We have speakers coming from SA, we have speakers who we have seen the process through, speakers coming from Ghana, from UK.
And that's what we say all the time. Finally, someone listened that, yo, dog, as Africans, we share in these problems. Why don't we also share in the solutions? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, that's the only way we can go forward. No borders, man.
I wanted to ask something as well. Yeah. You mentioned, you said differences. Can you explain to me a little bit more, or just explain to the people a little bit more about the differences that actually affect the Zimbabwe hip-hop industry?
I like
that beef. I love beef. You know? I got a beef with one dude today.
You know, if the differences are coming in different forms. For example, if you belong to this particular camp, and then you don't interact with the other
North Samora, South Samora.
You know, that's yeah. North Samora, South Samora thing.
Yeah. Okay, North Samora being salads and suburban people, yeah. right? Or suburban artists.
Yes.
And then South Samora being ghetto youths, yeah. ghetto as we'd like to yeah. refer yeah. to them, you know. True. Of which, okay, cool, you can go on from there. Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd find, I mean, in essence, I mean, if this is not promoting the development and the growth of the music, and then it's futile.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So people are divided on different levels, you know, from
tribalism.
I mean, you find
some artists. You think there's tribalism in Zimbabwe?
Oh, definitely.
What? Within the music
especially,
industry,
especially within hip hop.
I think I agree with that. Definitely.
Couple of months of you see the conversations about they're not playing us because we're from Blawayo.
Yeah,
because
in the belly.
You know, or blues is the capital of Zim hip hop. The rest doesn't matter. You know, or. H-Town people talking down on
Mashingo. Mashingo's had a problem.
Nah, but we all agree on Mashingo. Mashingo has nothing to do with ethnicity. Mashingo is just Mashingo. You know what I mean? My bad.
Marozi.
Yeah, Marozi. Yes.
You know what, so, what interests me about the friction that's caused by the tribalism and, you know, the differences of neighborhoods and stuff like that. The game is not even big enough for anybody to have a problem in.
The country isn't big enough.
and that's where my biggest problem is. Like, the entire genre has not even reached the point whereby you should actually have a problem with the next person. Because I don't remember anybody from Zim who's gone extremely far in terms of being a poster boy for Zimbabwean hip hop. And that's no offense to anybody who's done great work in the Zim hip hop industry. Because
poster boy for Zim hip hop. Like, if you think of it, there isn't.
There is. Who? Stana.
Ah, Stana. Wait a minute.
Stana is a poster boy for Zimbabweans in the diaspora.
In the diaspora. And frivolous behavior.
As someone on
not hip hop, man.
Finesse, ask Finesse right now if he knows who Stana is.
Ask AK if he knows who Stana is. Let's start there.
You know what I mean?
Ask AK if he knows who Stana is and he's looking for a feature out there.
Like,
this is what I'm talking about.
No disrespect. But we're just being honest.
This is being real. Stana has gone to a certain length vernacular wise in terms of him being South Samora, but then being able to cross over into the North side and being able to be—he's—it's more his personality than really his rap talent that has taken him to a certain level. And I can't take that away from him. He's an entertainer, and if you can do that, that's cool because people still write checks for him.
He's an entertainer. That's the best way to describe.
We could then say in the North side, we could say we have Ten Diamond.
Ten Diamond. I think Ten Diamond is an actual rapper.
But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
See, he's the definition of rap.
Yeah.
And he's the definition of rap, and he's also a North boy. Mm. So, in a sense, when most people, if you ask people in the North, Borodale, Vinona, whatever, you name it, guys, go, who do you know from the Ten Diamond?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you necessarily like him? That's between you and your own, you know, feelings.
Yeah.
So, my question is, why can't we find a space whereby the industry actually has, let's say, in a year, why can't we have 20 national hits?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about hits amongst your peers and certain cordons of the city.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 20 national hits that come out of hip hop. Why can't we have that?
Yeah, what's the last hit that came out of Zim hip hop?
A national hit. I'm talking about that is competing with other genres, not the one that you know because you downloaded off WhatsApp.
Or the one that everyone knows. You know what I mean? Like everybody, though. Like everybody's like, yo, that song is dope.
Talk Money.
Huh?
He's a rapper. He's good. But not everyone in Zim knows Tuck Money.
This is what we're trying to address now. Why are the DJs not playing? Why is the music playing on the
street?
Why is it getting on the radio?
You see, I love the way we can drive you to cry.
Yes. So we want to challenge those things now to say, look, the music is there. The music is good. But why is it not getting on radio?
That's my issue.
Why do we have...
Why are the club DJs not playing their music?
Yeah. Why are they playing foreign or South African or other music?
Or why are they playing Zim Dancehall as opposed to Zim Hip Hop?
Oh, because Zim Dancehall has the streets right
now. I love you guys because you're quick to answer. That's what I was looking for.
They do have the streets.
Thank you. And that's what Zim Hip Hop needs, right?
Yeah. The Zim Hip Hop needs the streets and also the structures. I think Zim Hip Hop and Zim Dancehall are a bit different in the sense that with Zim Dancehall, they came up talking about the lifestyle get, you know what I mean? But then with the hip hop, I think a lot of artists are... You know, they want a better life.
Yeah.
You know,
and dancehall, another thing about dancehall is dancehall in its origin doesn't have structure.
This show must not end.
Dancehall in its origins doesn't have structure. It's just some dude in the studio, right, Oh, but it's a rhythm,
okay,
right?
Okay, no, no.
And then I just grab the rhythm and I just roll with it.
No,
but that the structure?
No, but they created a structure.
You have no right to say that. They have a structure.
But they have a structure. Yes, they have a structure.
Let me just get to what I was trying to say, because you guys came to exactly where I wanted you guys to be. It's perfect that you've got there. Because remember, we're talking about process, right? And you denied the Zim dance of the process.
Yeah.
He agreed to it. You know why? Because it's a process that they have managed to hijack from Jamaican.
Jamaica, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
They realized the people who love Jamaican dancehall, right? And like, do you know how hectic it is to follow up on the latest dancehall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's being churned out 24/7.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I love the fact that not even, you didn't even say daily. You said 24/7 because every single minute, every single hour, there's a new record coming out, a new rhythm, or there's another record coming off another rhythm that blew up yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to be so apt and able to collect that music.
Yeah.
And by that, do you know what it does? It actually saturates and floods your music bank. I'm talking about your mental music bank. Because now all you're thinking of is trying to get on the new dancehall tour.
So
everything that you have in your music bank is dancehall.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, hip hop needs to do the same. You understand what I'm saying? They need to find, Zim Hip Hop specifically, needs to find a certain process or structure that has worked. Like, for, let's say for the Americans. How can we put it, what would you say has worked for the Americans in order for them to make American hip hop the thing?
I think it blew up from mixtapes.
Okay, number one, yes.
Mixtapes was one.
Big.
Mixtapes were huge.
Yeah.
Remember SA Hip Hop when they were struggling? What brought them into light? Mixtapes.
Mixtapes, yeah.
Huge. Remember mixtape Madalas?
Yeah, yeah.
We've never had mixtape Madalas from Zimbabwe. Why? We don't know. But people like Daryl have been around. Plot has been there in the ecosystem.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, true.
These are the type of conversations that I'm really hoping
will be
churned out, because people, I think, are waiting too much. Zim always has this problem.
Sure.
Yeah, good example, because Marcus released his debut album a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah.
Alive. Marcus has been rapping for the past 6-7 years.
Odd years.
Ah, why are we going to Marcus? 10 Diamond.
Okay, cool.
Debut album was this year, right? Beginning of this year.
Yeah.
A perfect 10.
Yeah.
This dude's been in the game for a decade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what have you been waiting for? And I think that's where the mixtape game comes in. Although 10 Diamond did rock with the mixtapes, but...
You did.
Most your singles should come from mixtapes. You know how rappers will drop like 20 mixtapes?
And you're buzzed.
And then you're like, hey, wait. People pick that one song that they really mess with.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, they mess with that. Let's grab it.
Forget
single.
The single, bro. It's the buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the buzz that comes out of the mix. When 50 Cent... Worst example, but best example. When 50 Cent came out, right, and was putting G-Unit together, he put a lot of his resources into the mixtape scene.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So a lot of people didn't know that 50 was funding a lot of the DJs that were putting out the tapes.
Yeah.
Ah.
You see, he had them.
Hold on. No, it's fine. I knew you were going to rush it out. Okay. No problem. I understand the money thing. But you see, the money cannot come without the thought process first. You understand?
Yeah.
It's just like him. He cannot go to an NGO and say, oh, I've got a great idea. I need money. They're going to ask him, okay, can you get the idea and bring it? Tell us you've got this idea and how much your idea is going to cost. Because if you think about it honestly, there are people in Zim. There's actually people around the world. Not even the Zim hip hop industry does not have to grow from Zimbabwean hands. You dig?
That is very true.
You dig?
Yeah.
I mean, Dal, you're out here.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people you could pitch stuff to about Zim hip-hop, about Zim. This. Do you know that if Zim had an actual annual festival that lasted even a day and ended up lasting for 4 days, the whole genre would be able to collect enough money to continue pushing their own careers? It's about creating a market.
You know, like, dude, like, Zim hip-hop is crazy because I think with like, in comparison to SA hip-hop, like, when SA hip-hop properly came up, I mean, when we started being lucrative,
yes, you know,
when the
genre
started,
I like how just like when we started becoming.
I think I'm African before I'm Zimbabwe. But,
word.
Paid by the game.
So you see, like artists, for instance, Casper said he took the money from the previous show.
Yeah.
Like last night, and shot Kusheshe
the next day. Yes.
What shows are Zim hip hop artists getting that actually pay them? Let's start there.
That pay them enough to do that type of move.
Or
just pay them at all, yeah.
Pay them $5.
Let me tell you why. Because no one's actually focusing on the most important thing. You got a product out here. We're selling water. Right? Now, the good people at Aquavita know that everybody else is selling water. But they ask themselves, is there a market for us to drop this water? And will people buy? And they identified it. Zim hip hop artists and Zim hip hop as a backroom staff, as admin, they're not looking at it like that. Yeah. Everyone's happy to be 10 Diamond's manager because that sounds good to little girls who are growing up and you probably get hidden.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Everyone sounds good. It's good to answer the phone. I didn't manage. I was Stana's manager. And I'm charging $800 a show or whatever.
Yeah.
It sounds good to be that. But in your space as an administrator of Zim Hip Hop, what are you doing to pull the things that are necessary in order for there to be a market that's created for every hip hop artist to eat from?
You know, another thing was remember, do you guys remember Def Jamaica?
Yes, of course.
The album, right?
Yeah.
Remember, that's when dancehall was popping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dancehall was popping. And Def Jam was like, hey, man, we might just get left behind here.
Yeah, let's
so let's create an album, mix hip hop and dancehall. So I think like 10 Diamond tried with Simu Zagumbo, but there hasn't been enough collaboration between the genres.
This is what I love
about
you.
Or like a Ja Praise Jam with the hip hop artist. Imagine that.
You just yourself gave people a platform to create their own market.
Yeah.
Who's winning? Sim Danso's winning.
Yeah.
Who's winning? Museve is winning.
Mm.
Who's winning? What's the other genre? Let's say Afropop is winning. So collab with them.
Yes.
Is it not how what's his name? What's my guy's name, man? XQ.
Yeah.
Isn't that how XQ came back into the scene?
And he's back.
Nah.
XQ's back.
Don't play. Let's talk about this. Do you know the XQ's amount back, of man. Money that is behind XQ right now?
XQ's back.
Just wait. You need to understand, like when you talk about structures, there's the radio stations, there's the DJs.
Yeah.
Dude, XQ will get played. I'm not going to say why, because you know.
No, talk.
But nah.
You're here to talk, man.
I'm going to chill. But I mean, listen, there's like, he's a part of Military Touch Movement.
Yeah,
you guys know what that is?
Yes,
yeah,
of
that's Ja Praise's thing, yeah.
What is it? It's Japanese thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you're not well informed.
Okay, fine. Let's just assume it is a conglomerate that is pushing a music movement. Let's just say that.
That is funded by?
I don't know who's
by Japanese.
No.
No? Who's funding it?
You know what I'm saying? Who's funding it though? The thing with
is it the vice president who's funding it? Is it not?
They're like, cut it.
What's wrong with you guys, man?
Listen,
you're not going to die.
The thing with the industry back home, you need to understand, when we, before, that was off air when he spoke about propaganda.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's crazy out there. You understand?
Okay, the vice president was sponsoring.
To get your music out in Zim, you need to understand, people don't have money. The country's not liquid. Mm. People don't have data. They're not going to download your song.
Yeah.
How do you get your song out there?
But how do they download a Zim Dancer song?
Through the radio.
They don't download it through the radio?
No. They spread the songs through Bluetooth
and WhatsApp,
radio.
Right?
Yeah.
Because WhatsApp groups for days.
Bruh, how many?
Yeah, but Zim Hip Hop owns are not spreading.
They're not even trying to do that.
Yeah, they're not even trying. That's what.
Do you know how many Zim Hip Hop groups there are?
How many?
But you see now, the problem with the Zim Hip Hop artists is that
I know one of those groups.
The distribution, they love the hype amongst themselves.
Shout out to the WhatsApp groups.
You're talking to your friends.
Yeah.
But they're not reaching out to the mass market.
Havanachi Hustler.
Why not?
Thank you.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We gotta cut that show, man. So, Daryl, when is the Zim Hip Hop Summit? How do people get tickets? How do they go there? What's going on?
So the Zim Hip Hop Summit is happening on the 30th of September at Shoko Festival. You register on our website, that is zimhiphopsummit.com. I think, but registration closed, so we were full now. Like,
oh, it's a done
all
deal?
The seats are done.
How many seats were there?
300.
Okay,
and they're done. Oh, yeah.
So do you have to pay to attend the summit?
Nah, not this one.
Oh,
it's like not this
not
one.
This one.
But the next one.
The next one.
You gonna drop some?
Yeah, but you know, we're bringing some really influential people. I wish. Can we talk about?
Yeah, we can talk about.
So you got 2 seconds to do that.
From SA, we'll bring a slicker.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, man. No Borders, cliffcentral.com. We're at Daryl Yaksamba, Plot Marco.
Really?
Zim Hip Hop Summit, 30th of September. Unfortunately, doors are closed.
For those who couldn't register. Yeah.
But we're about to drop a new... It's a new jam, right, Finesse? It's a new jam?
Yeah.
Are you dropping for the first time on our show, or you've been giving it to other dudes?
Been out for
a while. Oh, come on, man. Now, you know what? You want to debut this stuff on our show. Yeah. We ain't that important. But anyway, Finesse, cliffcentral.com. Stay tuned in. Yes. It's got that like a mixture. You know what we're talking about before? A mixture of the It's like a hip hoppy
Afro,
Afro. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's
it sounds kind of female. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
it's some female music.
Yes, it's that, you know, that panty dropper. You know what I mean? That panty dropper. See? Yeah, golly, that's finesse. You know, introduce us to the song, though.
Like the song features your boy Skills and Elay Frank. Well, basically it's like a dance record. Yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. A bunch of dance music. Yeah.
And did you produce this one?
Yeah, I produced it myself.
It's a dope. Okay. It's a dope sound.
It's a dope sound, right? Like it's taking me a bit of time to get used to, but I'm like, okay, this is one of those jams that I'm gonna listen to once, twice, then the third time. Every time I'm drunk in the Uber, I'm like, hey, Baba, Ox Cable. Ox Cable.
It's actually one of those joints that if you drop it on 5FM by mistake, the white people might just come looking for you.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think the most important thing is to always come up with a new sound. And Finesse, you're like, okay, you know, we're not going to give you too much trust, but like, you're good at bringing in new sounds. So I'm like, I didn't believe it, but Finesse is the dude who produced Doc Chevalier.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? I'm like, wait, huh? Nigga, that was you?
That's a good role to check.
You know what I mean?
That's a really good role to check.
It's kind of nice.
It's hey! Wow, no, wow.
Was that March and October?
The whole year. Nah, I'm playing.
Okay, so obviously, before we get into the single, we definitely want to talk. There's no way people want to know. I don't know how many people know that Finesse is on who proves Dr. Chevalier's
life. Very few, I'm
sure. Shout out to Casper.
Yeah, you already know. And his homie produced, what did you produce?
Nyekeleni, it's on the new album.
And they just rolled together. They got bad hair and everything. So we got Finesse.
You guys still work with him?
Lay.
You guys still work with Cass?
Yeah, we still work with Cass.
Well, obviously you worked with him most recently, on the new album. And you?
Yeah, I still work with him.
Yeah, now and again.
Yeah.
So when are we getting a new Doc Chevalier? Or is that kind of hard to do twice?
Nah, it's not that hard, but we're working on it. It's coming soon.
It's coming soon, huh?
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Basically, I met Casper on Twitter before he was like all big and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I DM'd him on Twitter, and luckily he responded to my tweet, and he sent me his email. I literally sent him all my beats, like everything.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But that was when, how much work had he done at that point for you to actually recognize him and want to DM him?
It was only Gusheshe at the time. But I've been a Casper fan. Like,
so he was big by then.
I would actually,
Gusheshe
ask people at school if they know Casper in your verse. Like, everybody would say no.
Oh, okay.
Like, at the time, like, literally nobody knew Casper. So, like, yeah, I've been a fan for a while.
That's spiritual stuff, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That's dope. That's
because for him to notice your DM obviously opened it at the time when Gusheshe was popping off, because that's when people actually started to take notice.
Yeah, that's when they started noticing him. Yeah,
they started noticing him. Also started noticing OK Maloom Cool Cat a little bit more. OK Maloom has been in the game since.
Yeah, been in the game.
And Casper been in the game as well. Yeah.
Yeah, Casper's been.
Been in the game, yo.
For him to respond, just that started now. He's been
But which also, for you, like you said, it's spiritual for him to respond to that one DM go through the selection of the beats that you sent
him. Go through all my beats.
It's different, like, it's different from sending him one hit, but then you're sending him, like, even I don't do that.
was the Doc Chevalier's a beat in that beat pack?
Yeah, it was.
Wow. Yeah, did he select only that beat?
He selected, but he recorded on a few other beats, but the song's never.
Because obviously the vibe came from that one.
Yeah. That one was the special one.
Tell me more about that, the process, the recording process, how it was, where you guys did the recording and all that, and like, you know, how it all came together.
He did it in Rosebank, but I was in Tzaneen, I was in Limpopo at the time.
Oh, like, you're from Limpopo?
Yeah, I'm from Limpopo. Like, I was still in high school.
People are sleeping on Limpopo.
You were in high school, dog, when you did Doc Chevalier?
But do you know how people are sleeping on Limpopo and the amount of Limpopo producers?
Like, so many dope producers are from Limpopo. Like, people are really sleeping.
Yeah.
So, like, after I sent him the beat, like, he went crazy and he sent me, like, a snippet of the song. He actually recorded it in Rosebank in Ganja Beat Studio. So, like,
yeah, Ganja Studio.
Yeah, after a while, he brought me out to Joburg, and then the song only had one verse, and then like he finished the second verse the day I was there. I remember, like, we did it in Ganja Studio. And ever since then it was just.
What did your like when that song started playing on radio and when the video came out? How did your mother feel? Like, what did you do? You must have smashed
like,
the lock.
She didn't even understand what was happening at the time.
Like,
I didn't even know the song would be that crazy. Like, to me, it was actually like a small thing. I'm like, okay, I make Casper. Like, now what's next?
But I'm sure as you saw the song just blow, you were like, Jesus Christ, what's going on?
I was like, what the hell is going on.
You should have just moved you into the mansion.
You know what I mean?
But at the time, he didn't have a mansion.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Give you a young BMW or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
you just roll the other bunch there.
Shout out to Casper, man. Yeah. He's like, he's one of the craziest like hustlers right now. Like.
Yeah.
So how did you link up with him, Lay?
Well, it was after, it was through him, it was through Finesse, so like, went to his house like last year.
Yeah.
Then, like, he just invited us over to play some beats, you know. We left him with about like 20 beats.
Yeah.
And then he recorded like, I think it was 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And then the Ngekeleni beat, like, was the beat which I made, which we left over.
Yeah.
So he recorded over that, and then he went and finished it in New York with, Black Thought.
Black Thought, yeah.
Wait, that's the jam of Black Thought.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got Black Thought on your credits? You got a manager, dog?
Yeah.
No, we have one manager.
Yeah,
is he good? You sure?
Yeah, he's good. Manager.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
Are you really sure? Did you sign anything?
Yeah. Not any paperwork.
No, we're not signed to our manager. It's just like a friend who helps.
Yeah, helps you out.
Yeah.
Which is dope. But I like the way you guys are still so humble. Like, you, do you know,
they chilled,
bro. You're the coolest. I like the producers are always the coolest. The artists, I can't stand.
Yeah, the artists are the ones with the ego.
Yeah. The producers are like, oh man, yeah. So I just produce that beat.
They hit chilled, bro. Really bad hair. You know what I mean?
Like we just went to his house, man.
Yeah, you know.
Gave him a whole lot of beats. Then the other one.
He chose that one. Then he finished it off in New York.
It was awesome. Yeah, man. So then I went to New York. And I paid $64,000, you know,
to put a blanket.
Yeah, you know,
everything. Hotel, everything.
You know, like, I had to go to the Gucci store first because my belt was Gucci, but my jeans were Gucci. So I had to get the jeans right. These niggas are like, whatever, bro. Yeah. We just want to go back on some beats.
Finesse, what's the name of the new jam and what's the plan with it?
The new jam is called Tuesday Morning. Like, I actually didn't have a name for the song and I made the beat on a Tuesday morning and that was the name of the beat, so I just decided to name it Tuesday Morning. And yeah, I've shot a video for it in Cape Town, so like, I'm just working.
That's about to drop.
Yeah, it's about to drop.
That's that royalty, man.
Yeah, that's there. You are. He's just like, we don't even know you, dog, and you out here making videos.
It's chill, man. The checks come in twice. End of March, end of October.
There's another one coming soon. Where you stay?
end of October, we're bringing you on the show.
Nah, I'm going to send you a little something.
It's going to be quite a lot.
You're right. So Tuesday morning a part of a bigger project? Do you want to drop an album?
I'm actually working on my EP. But I'm taking my time with it because, you know, I just want it to be perfect and I don't want to rush anything.
Yeah, because are you afraid of doing a Swiss Beats? I mean, when you got the dopest beats, then you release an album, be like,
no, I think
maybe you shouldn't have.
I think I'm just saying.
It's
true, but I'm happy that the vibe now amongst like cats who are doing music, even generally, like most genres, everybody's going that route. Like, you know, the EP route is actually the smartest route because
the EP actually is.
It's just a body of work, so you can get a feel of how the people are responding to
it. It could also be a way of just marketing your beats.
Oh, true.
Say I'm not really a rapper or a singer, but then like I make dope beats.
Yeah. But I'm also a DJ. We're both DJs.
Also DJ.
So that's what I'm pushing.
These dudes are focused.
Hip hop and dance music, electronic dance music.
Electronic music.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually trying to break through into the electronic dance music. That's like our.
Hey, yo, Black Coffee, where you at?
Somebody hit up Black Coffee.
Somebody hit up Black Coffee right now. It's 079-748-2090. You know what I mean? Black Coffee,
Cole.
So tell me, with the DJing, are you like, you're a DJ duo or you're separate? Like,
No, we're separate.
So you do the hip hop, or you also play the dance?
We do similar music.
Wouldn't it make sense for you guys to be a duo then, rather than
that could be dope, you know what I mean?
Well, it does, but like, you know, like, music, sometimes you have different opinions and tastes.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's
and
the beauty of being a duo, because now, you see, what that's going to do for the crowd is that they're going to have a feel for your part of the set, and they're going to have a feel for his part of the
set.
But I feel like if we separate brands, it's going to be a bigger check. Maybe he has a show in China, and I have a show in Ibiza, instead of like
these niggas are thinking
maybe going to one show, and we have
they're
to
not even
the
talking
check.
About Taboo.
This guy's got dog shit, but there's a royalty money.
Taboo and those loves are dope, you know, but like, you know, the market is more like, you know, like Gom, you know, like it's always like, no.
You guys don't even go to Taboo like that, do you?
Nah.
Hey, they look to the side, they're like,
our friends do, and they say, you know, the place is dope.
Yeah, it's a cool vibe.
But we just looking for a different vibe, you know, more like European, you know.
You're looking for white people?
You know.
Yeah. That's smart, though.
White people got the money, though.
I'm trying to follow in your footsteps.
We're looking for like, you know,
people. Believe us, we know that. CliffCentral.com.
I think it's so refreshing because for you guys to come on a show like No Borders and actually express how much you guys want to expand your brands into Europe and like that's dope. Like, I mean,
everyone, and at such a young age,
man, that's crazy. Like, I really do appreciate the hustle. The hustle is real.
Thanks,
you guys are smart as hell.
Yeah. So who else y'all been working with though?
Well, we just Malik Berry. We're with Malik Berry in Cape Town.
He came. There you go.
He came through to like the house we're staying at when we're in Cape Town.
And Malik just churned out a couple of hits. Obviously, his biggest hit to date, now.
And he just sold out a show in New York.
He sold out a show in New York. He played Jay Z's festival as well.
Yeah, he did.
Made in America.
But like, we met up with him because we're staying with Ice Prince.
Oh, dope.
In Cape Town. Ice Prince was also there.
Oh, so y'all know Mr. Camera then?
Yeah, my guy.
I talk to Camera like almost
every day. He's my guy. So, like, we're basically just, like, you know, vibing in studio, you know, with different artists and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but Malik, guys, man, if you guys can pick up a few things from Malik or just kind of hang on to Malik.
Yeah,
you'll see a couple. The guy's crazy.
Yeah, he's got
He's got that ability to always churn out a couple of hits every single season.
And you know what's crazy? Yeah. That guy makes his own beats.
He does.
You know how dangerous an artist that makes his own beats.
Yeah, but like, you forget that Malik was not an artist initially.
Yeah, he was a producer at first. True. Yeah.
And a writer.
Yeah, and a writer.
That's how Malik actually got into the game.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Okay.
We
on that Justin Timberlake kind of team. For a lot of these.
And all the Niger hits that came out back then was him.
We also did like a lot of songs with like M.E.G.
Oh, dope. Yeah, Tim Talkless. I see they got the mixtape out. Well, they just dropped the new single.
They just dropped Church. Yeah, I produced that one too.
I know he produced Church. Yeah. Well, Emmy told me he produced Church.
Shout out Emmy G, man. Like, real family. Like,
no, Emmy's a real dude. Yeah,
he's the guy, like, he actually, like, put us on, you know, like, introduced us to a few
to a lot of people.
Like, Ice Prince, you know, like, all these other people.
Okay, I gotta ask, how old are you, Kurtzling?
20.
Yeah. He's 20.
Yeah.
Dog, man, when I was 20, I was just thinking about.
You're 20 now and you're still thinking about. God damn.
Yeah.
No, but I like the way you guys. I think your vibe is what makes you guys easy to work with. To be perfectly honest,
I wouldn't find it hard
to work with you guys because you guys are chill. Like you don't look like the guys who walk in and then start giving people headaches. You're like, look, man, let's just do the thing.
Let's vibe.
You know.
Like just walking into Timberland's studio, like.
Timberland's much.
Timberland's extra, man.
Yeah, it's so extra.
Yeah, like.
It might even give you a beat you don't want.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, take it.
He's like a rock star.
But I mean, look.
Dog, you did Doc Shabaleza. You guys are rock stars. Come on now.
You did Nyegelene. You got Black Thought.
He's also throwing his own show in our hometown. Tomorrow, actually.
Your own show?
Yeah, yeah. Because we don't really get bookings like that. So, like, the solution is to make your own. Yeah,
These kids are, but that was always going to make sense, right?
True.
I mean, it's like we're
y'all
talking
sure
to
you have a
we're
manager?
Talking to Zim hip hop guys.
Yeah, right? You know what I mean.
And we were telling them like, yo, man, like this is it. You got to create your own space in order.
So I think if
people can actually pick up something from Casper Noivest in terms of his success has been promotion and music at the same time.
He's
probably one of the biggest promoters in the country.
Everyone keeps telling
me, but you can't call him a promoter. I'm like, he's a promoter.
He's a promoter, though.
He knows how to sell something.
FMB Stadium is going to be like...
He's got like four massive gigs every year.
Yeah.
So four massive gigs every year,
and nobody is doing that in SA. That's a
so like who's like how do you come up with the funding for that, man?
Well, like one of my friends actually helped us, like MEG.
Mm-hmm.
MEG also helped us, you know, with like some of the show money as well.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you know, like no sponsors wanted to work with us, you know.
Even with the
they're going to start coming later, man. That's when you're like, hey, wait, hold up. Let me see the size of your check.
Yeah.
Because y'all weren't there when we were at the Grassroots, you know what I mean?
We need to continue this conversation another day, man. Like,
Yeah. When you drop the second single, Finesse?
Like, I'm not sure, but maybe around next month. After my video, I don't want to give out a date, but I'm not sure. But like,
after the video,
the end of the year, I'm definitely two more singles before the end.
So I think we need an hour with you dudes, you know what I mean?
Just to tap into your hustle, you know what I mean?
Like,
I actually dropped a single and a video, like a video last week, and then we dropped our singles like same time.
What's your single?
Cross Your Mind, featuring Your Boy Skills. He's actually the same guy.
Same artist, who's on Tuesday morning.
So is he more or less like an artist that you guys are trying to work with, maybe towards a record label type of situation? Or I don't know. Is it more just about affiliation?
It's like family, so we stay together.
That's so
it's
affiliation.
Until
you guys realize there might be a check there. But anyway, I'll probably be around by then.
But labels are cool though. You know, it just has to be somebody we really look up to. You know, like we can't really sign someone who's
not gonna screw you over.
Like outside to like you know like Diplo, Skrillex.
That's the vibe. Yeah,
you know, outside or Black Coffee.
Black Coffee, you heard that right?
Yeah.
How do people get y'all on social media? How do they hit you up?
Also on Instagram, Twitter, basically all my platforms, Finesse63. Finesse without an I, it's an E.
Yeah, Finesse, F-E-N-E-S-S-E-63.
Yeah.
Lay.
And then Leslie Lay. Leslie Lay everywhere, like, and then
Leslie Lay.
Yeah, yeah, but the Leslie is an IE instead of an EY.
Okay, okay.
LAE for Lay.
All right, cool.
Sweet.
Dope having you in the studio. Now we're going to my favorite part of the show.
Noble, it's KlipCentral.com, MTV Sugar Down South Radio Drama Series, episode 12. We're approaching.
We only got four left.
Well, yeah, no, three left, dog.
Three?
Yeah, we're approaching, we're approaching the finale.
Yeah.
See y'all next week.
Catch you next week, man.
MTVS stroke 486 stroke 112 stroke E. That's how we do it down
south, boy. That's what they call it down south. Welcome to MTV Sugar Down South. This is my story, Tulu story, part two. So, last time I saw you, I was lying in a bloody mess on the floor. Saul beat me to a pulp when I ignored his calls. After the assault, Saul watched me like a hawk. I had no say in anything. Not even sex.
Hey, this is for you.
How you doing?
What ugly dress are you wearing?
That's okay. Do you want to listen to some music? Well, let me give you some tea.
I'm not here to listen to any of your stupid music or your tea.
Let me get the condoms.
Shh, don't get the condoms.
Shut up, and I did as I was told. I was really scared. My sweet, gentle soul was now a violent monster. My best friend Kensani had a lot to say about my relationship drama. She just wanted me to walk away, end things once and for all.
You're not even listening to me. I'm sorry, it's just the soul.
That guy is with Satan.
He's so forceful. I didn't tell you, but the other day, he forced me to have sex with him without using a condom. You do realize that you have to go and get tested, not all.
I will.
How do I make him stop in the meantime?
No, you can't. You just have to break free.
Just give him back all of his stuff and tell him that it's over. I'll pray for you.
Never been this hard, but it wasn't easy. If I told you the sacrifices you...
I met up with Saul that evening.
Get in and dump it.
And then what's this?
All the stuff you bought me. I can't keep it.
So what must I do with them? You accepted the gifts? Now they're yours.
So please.
Get free, Danielle.
I'm sorry.
Probably not thinking straight, man. Doesn't do well.
What do I do now? My dad can't help me. He's always on the road. I just want to be me again. I just want things to go back to the way they were. And not have to cover up bruises and spend time with a guy I have come to hate. My life is so horrible right now. Saul became even more of a monster. I had to be with him whenever he said. He comes over whenever he wants to and treats me like a toy. He knows no bounds. It's all about Saul, all the time.
Oh, you're going by me? Work me up within Tololo. Yeah. Money head.
Dad, when you're not looking, yes, yes.
Come on, say it out loud. Who do you love?
I love you, so.
Alright, say it. Who do you love? Come on, say it.
I love you, so.
It's just the beginning. That's right. One more button. One more button.
I begged him to delete it, but he refused. I hate that I have a sex tape out there. I may only be 15, but I know that these things can follow you forever and ruin your life. I guess I have to do what he wants. Just until I can get his phone and delete it myself. I need to be patient. Then I had to help Kinsani out and I missed an appointment with Saul. He showed me who was boss in the most horrible way.
Oh, man.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you, Saul.
This can't be happening. I'm so humiliated. I bumped into my friend Zolani. I was so relieved.
So,
can I talk to you, please? Okay, okay. That was hardcore. What were you thinking?
This isn't real. It can't be. I run home as fast as I can. But as bad as things have gotten, my biggest nightmare is waiting for me at home. I find my father watching my sex tape.
Oh, my baby. How long I give it to him?
Now he knows the truth. I've been pretending to stop this innocent little girl. I can't take it. I can't. I run out of the house. Papa follows me.
It's okay, man.
It was like slow motion, watching the car approach. My whole life flashed before my eyes. And then... just like that, it was over. Why do we let men who only pretend to care use and abuse us? They destroy our youth and innocence until we feel dirty and broken. All I wanted was to be young and carefree, to hang out with my friends, spend more time with my dad, just to laugh and live life to the fullest. How could it so suddenly be all over? Forever. If your relationship started turning abusive like Tulu's, would you know where to turn to for help? Hit us up via USSD by texting *134*7714# with your answer. A. Yes, I would tell my family. B. Yes, I would tell a teacher. Or C. No, I wouldn't know what to do. Terms and conditions apply. MTV Sugar Down South was proudly brought to you by MTV Stayin' Alive Foundation, Positive Action, Children's Investment Fund Foundation, Mari Stopes International, Department of Basic Education South Africa, PEPFAR, USAID, and MTV Base.
That's how we do it on South, boy. That's what they call it down south.
This is CliffCentral.com.